Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
How's it going, everybody? This is Benjamin Klein from the NFL Draft Bible. I'm here today with Jeremy Horn at UMass. Jeremy, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there today. So how are you preparing for the NFL Draft?
Trying to train very hard and getting ready for this long process, long stressful process. You never know where you're going to end up. You could be in California, New York, Florida, Texas. But it's all coming together quite smoothly.
Yeah, you never know. Never know. So UMass's pro day is coming up next week, but from what I understand, you've already run at Boston College, is correct?
Yes.
Can you give us a rundown of some of the numbers that you put up there?
On the 40, I'm pretty sure that's what everybody wants to hear first. Clocked in at 4.39 was my fastest time, 4.39, low 4.4s. Vertical 36. I know I could do better on that. I'm definitely gonna do better on my pro day in that. Abroad 10.4. Short shuttle 4.18, and the L cone 6.82. And I'm gonna bench at UMass. I didn't do bench at Boston College. I'm gonna do bench at UMass.
Absolutely. So did you get any feedback from NFL scouts?
Yes, I talked to quite a few teams. I talked to the...
Which teams did you talk to?
I talked to the Patriots, the Carolina Panthers, the Chiefs, the Jaguars. I talked to the Raiders some. Quite a few teams.
Absolutely. Now, I know you're going to say that you have no preference, but I'm sure you'd want to play for the Patriots, not only just because of your hometown, but because, hey, Tom Brady, don't get better than that, right?
I would love to play for the Pats, especially to play with such a great caliber player of Tom Brady. I'd love to go anywhere, just go somewhere and compete, get into a team, special teams, whatever team needs me to do, I'm willing to do it.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. What do you think your strengths are as a player?
I think one of my strengths is I'm not just a wide receiver. I think of myself as a football player, play all special teams. I play defense. They need me to. I try to be as versatile as I can be.
I'll give you an example. Would you be comfortable lining up as a gunner as well as being, let's say, a returner?
Definitely. Play gunner in college, kickoff, kick return. Punt block. I played every special team in college. So I'm prepared to play anything, whatever they need me to do. I'm willing to do it.
Absolutely. Now, you said that you talked to quite a few teams at Pro Day. Now, did you actually sit down for any interviews with them, or was it all just informal?
I had to sit down and have some interviews with some teams. And
who did you ask?
And some teams said they're going to sit out with me. I have my Massachusetts program really sit down and talk to me.
Gotcha. What teams have actually sat you down for interviews?
The Patriots have actually sat me down and talked to me pretty extensively.
Absolutely. Are there any teams that are actually scheduled to talk to you at UMass, or are you just going to wait and see?
I'm scheduled to speak with the Panthers on Pro Day.
Absolutely. You can learn a lot there from Steve Smith.
Yeah, I love playing with Steve Smith, too.
Yeah, a lot to learn there. Now, what right now are you doing?
I'm getting a hard time hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. So what are you doing right now in terms of preparation for the draft? Now, you said that you're training to keep your body in shape. Now, who are you working with?
Right now, I'm actually working with my coach. I was down at WPI in Atlanta, down with EJ, Tony Jones, James Willie. We trained three guys that were playing the NFL for countless numbers of years, whatever, getting us ready for not just the place I was training. That was not just getting us ready for the 40 and the drills. It was really preparing us for the NFL, like how life's going to be, the lifestyle, the things that you're going to be anticipating. A lot of it was, you know, the number one thing that I really took from them, it was like your body is key, just your body, what you put into your body, how you treat it, take care of it, treatment.
So they didn't just talk to you about, like, working out, but also, like, post-game icing, whirlpools, and diet, right?
Diet, everything, just the lifestyle, getting ready for the NFL, things you have to be ready for, managing your money. It was a great life experience just for what you're going to be experiencing. It wasn't just like, I know a lot of facilities just go and train for run the 40 and do all this. We did a lot of position work, and we did mainly a lot of position work just getting ready for the league. I feel like I'm ready to play football at the next level more than run the 40 and do all the other stuff.
Absolutely. So are you focusing on, like, wide receiver drills right now?
Yeah, I did a lot of wide receiver drills, running routes, getting better on my route running.
Absolutely. So what are you focusing on with your route running? Do you think that that needs to be something that you need to refine further?
Yeah, I believe that's a thing that I need to become better at, internet breaks, become better at. I took strides definitely in these last few months of getting better at that.
Absolutely. Now, in terms of what kind of coaching you're comfortable with, would you prefer a coach who's more in-your-face, Bill Parcells type, or would you prefer more laid-back like Tony Dungy?
I like any coach that wants to take me, and it doesn't matter. Any coach that wants me.
Absolutely. I can understand that as well. Now, have you gotten any feedback from scouts or NFL people from where you might expect it to go in the draft?
We'll see after my next work where everything – from there I have a stronger feel for going to go.
Absolutely. Now, you told me that you were a little disappointed where we had you ranked. Now, why are we wrong?
I transferred from Syracuse. I was at Syracuse University first, so I was on the big stage or whatever. And I just feel that there's not a lot of players out there that have my speed, my power, just all the things that I bring to the game. And hopefully next year I show that in the NFL that the teams passed up on me, and they made a huge mistake.
Absolutely, it's good to hear that you have that confidence. Every pro athlete needs to have that confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, along with your route running, what are you working most hard on to improve in terms of the game? Are you focusing on the mental aspect on it, the film studies, you know, anything, not just the physical aspects, but the mental aspects as well?
Definitely. I just got done going over chalkboard with my coach yesterday, last night, going over routes and just getting ready for this whole process of questions they're going to ask me, things they're going to ask me. I'm the most prepared I can come.
Absolutely. Now, in terms of route tree, what kind of routes are you most comfortable running right now?
Any routes they want to tell me to run, I can run it. I'm mainly an outside receiver, though. I'm mainly an outside receiver.
Gotcha. So you like sticking to the sideline?
Well, that's why I've always played in college. I've always been the X receiver, the number one receiver, so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, if they ask you to move inside to the slot, is that something that you'd be willing to try?
Definitely. I'm willing to do anything. Definitely.
Good, absolutely.
They told me to move to safety. I would move to safety with no ifs, ands, or just. You know, it's just about being a football player. I love the game of football, not just – I like playing wide receiver and catching touchdown passes. I like hitting. I like playing. I'll do whatever they tell me to do. I'm with it.
Absolutely. All right, well, either at Syracuse or UMass, what was the most – what player gave you the biggest trouble or was the most impressive player you saw either in practice or on game day?
The best player I actually seen that I ever played with never even made it to college. Played my preps. I went to Milford Academy. Me, Sean Green, Antonio Dixon, Terrence Knighton, we're all on the same team in prep school, actually. And the best player on our team didn't even make it to college, Ken Tinney. He was that kid could play every position well. He's probably one of the most talented kid I ever seen, but never made it to college.
Wow. That's one of the more unique answers I've heard to that question. That's actually a really good one. What was it like playing with Sean Green and all those guys in high school?
Played in prep school. I went to Milford Academy with Coach
Bill Chavez.
Yeah. It was a great experience. We were 11-1. We had a great team, a lot of talent on that team. We meshed well. I'm going to see Sean, Antonio, and Terrence next year in the league.
Absolutely. Now, also, we were talking about one of the most difficult, the best players that you'd seen. Now, what about on game day in college?
Corner, the best corner I played against was Tanar Jackson. Plays for the Buccaneers now, safety.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
He's a real good player.
Mm-hmm. Tanar, when we was at Syracuse, man.
Growing up, what football players in the NFL caught your eye? Who did you want to, when you were a little kid, did you say, I want to play like him?
Jerry Rice. Just a tireless, hard-working mentality, just relentless when it came to working hard. And he has the numbers to back it up. So, Jerry Rice, he's my favorite football player, will always be.
Absolutely. Now, is there something that teams or fans may not know about you that you think might help get them get a better idea of who you are as a person?
I'm just a hard worker, and sometimes my coach says I need to sit down and stop working so hard. I'm a tireless, hard worker, man. Just I would be a blessing for a team to draft me, but I'm willing to come in and just contribute and learn the best player that I can be.
Absolutely. Well, Jeremy, we here at NFL Draft Bible wish you the best of luck, and we hope you a long, successful career. And maybe next year during the season we'll have you back on and see how your rookie year is going.
Definitely. Thank you.
No problem. Again, best of luck. Have a great day. Thank you for coming on.
You too.
All
God
right.
God bless.
You as well. Bye now.